Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have Robbie Dawson singing You Were There, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message.
You were there during were, you are, and you will always be. You were, you are, and you will always be. You were, you are, and you will always be. You were, you are, and you always be. And Lamb of God.
And I believe the Word says the redeemed of the Lord should say so. You were redeemed to win, not lose. You were redeemed today to live unlimited and to overcome and to be victorious. All done by living an unlimited life through the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot do it on you or your feeling. You can only do it through the power of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ that lives and dwells within you today. Amen. Well, we're living in a society today that we become controlled by our feelings, so we become controlled by a pill bottle. Well, I got to take an antidepressant. You say, preacher, I think you need Ritalin. It's what you need. I don't need it. I got all the pill I need. The gospel. We take things to chill us out. We take things to fire us up. We take things to get us going. We take things to shut us down. We take our emotional problems and we attach them. I gotta have my pills. Rather than attaching them today to the spiritual source that we've got in the presence of a mighty and awesome God. Amen. If you have Jesus today, let me tell you what. You have all the solution that you need. Hallelujah. When your feelings get out of control, you know what? You get into sin. And you bring shame and reproach upon the name of the Lord. We're accountable for God of how we live our life and that we are to live it in accordance with the Word of God. We do not accept Jesus on our terms. We come to Him on His terms. And we are to live by His terms today. David said, let no iniquity have dominion over me. Amen. So it has to be God's Spirit that has had the control over your life. You have to surrender your mind to Christ's control. And I like the way Paul put it. He says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:5. All right, let me finish here. The ground of your mind should belong to the Lord. Amen. Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. You need to wear the helmet of salvation that protects your mind. You've got to get settled on this truth today. It's God's Word today that, listen, when you understand the power of the Word, it liberates or it sets you free. Settle your mind today that we serve a mighty God. Settle your mind today that our God is a healer. Settle your mind today that our God is Jehovah Jireh that will take care of your every need in life. Settle your mind that our God is guarding us and that His banner over us is love. Settle your mind in the presence that in His presence is the fullness of joy. Settle your mind, He still and shall always be the Prince of Peace that will bring peace that surpasses all understanding. And my mind is settled. And when you settle your mind today, you'll settle your mind on Him, your life will change. Let me tell you what, friend. It's time today that we start letting God work in us as He desires to do. And I'm through with this. How do we live an unsettled life? An unlimited life, rather. How do we live an unlimited life? We do it, one, by daily strength. Your strength comes from the Lord. He is your strength. And not only that, you've got to come with a daily decision. So you come with a daily strength. You come today with a daily decision. And what you've got to do, as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, you've got to die daily to yourself, and you've got to take up the cross and follow Jesus. Amen. See, today, God will take control of your life and He will bless you, but you've got to get out of His way. He is a faithful God. He is a daily Savior that you have to trust daily to meet your every need and to supply your every need in your life. Are you willing this morning, church, listen? Are you willing today to come to Him and live an unlimited life through Jesus Christ? Are you willing today to take your marching orders from Him? Are you willing today to surrender all to Christ? When you do that, He will put His hope and His favor upon you. And you will live your life more differently than you've ever lived it before. Today is your day for a breakthrough that you can break to what God's got for you. But it's not going to happen with sitting in the pew thinking, I wish you'd hurry up because my stomach's growling. Well, give me about 5 more minutes and you can go fill that thing up. But let me tell you what, you better fill your soul up first and be less desirous of your flesh and be more controlled about your spirit of God. Let's stand your feet. Are you willing today to come and let this Jesus take control of your life that you can live life unlimited in and through Him? Father, we call upon You today. We trust You for what You've got in store for us. We know it's awesome, we know it's good, and we know it's of God. Now, Father, I know there's needs in this church. Maybe there's a need of salvation. Are you lost today? Have you come to the place and received Christ as your personal Savior? If not today, would you pray this prayer with me and mean it with your heart? Dear Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save my soul right now. I receive You, and I know, Lord, You have received me. Forgive me, God. Save me. I claim today as my day of salvation. If you prayed that prayer a moment ago and you meant that prayer with your heart, as a testimony to that, so I can pray for you, I just ask you to slip your hand up and slip it back down. Anybody today? You ask Jesus into your heart and your life, it's all the difference maker that you'll ever need, because He will make a difference in your life. Has everything in your life today. Here's an altar, a place of surrender, a place of victory, a place of favor, a place where God will meet you. Bring everything in your life to Him, Father, right now. As the music begins, may we today obey the Spirit and the hand of our God. May we come. May we step out of where we are and what we're in. And may we come to You today for what You've got for us. Speak to our hearts, Lord. You come on. Come on. Come on.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.